Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice, 89.1 FM, Descanso, recording at our studio in the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. My guests are Miguel Angel Soria and Peter Alcatib. They are with the Diego Valley Charter School in El Cajon, and they are also the co-producers of the new film, Chaldean Voices. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Happy to be here.
Let's start by talking about the Charter School. When was it started, and what is its mission?
The Charter School opened up in March of 2013, so it's been open for just a little over 2 years now. And its mission is really to work with dropouts and at-risk youth to try to help them achieve their high school diploma.
And what percentage of these former dropout and at-risk youth are actually achieving that diploma through your school?
80% of our students actually graduate with a high school diploma and go on to some sort of career pathway or college.
Excellent. That's very impressive. Now, a high percentage, I understand about 30 to 40% of your student population is Iraqi Chaldean students. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And it's a very diverse population. Tell us who else is there?
Yes. In addition to Chaldean immigrants, we have Latinos, African Americans, some Native Americans. It's a really, really diverse group of students.
What are you doing differently than the traditional high schools to help these at-risk students succeed?
In the traditional school setting, you'll see a lot of the classroom settings. In our schools, you'll see more of a one-on-one personalized learning model. So the students will come in and have 1 hour appointments with their teachers every week while they will go over their lesson plan, their homework, and they'll take a test. In addition to the one-on-one services with the teacher, we also have tutoring available. We have counselors on site, and it's more of a flexible schedule. So the students aren't required to be with us a certain amount of hours a day. They can come in for those who are working or have to raise children. It offers them that flexibility.
Yeah, the film, which I saw the premiere of recently, really tugged at your heartstrings a little bit and showed you what some of these students go through. It tracked, I believe, 4 of your students, and some of these kids were working just night and day. They're getting 2 hours sleep a night, trying to work to support their family or themselves while they're going to school. So it's amazing, I think, that they're doing as well as they are. Let's turn to you, Miguel. Now, you have a background in filmmaking, and you're a teacher at the school. Tell us a little bit about your filmmaking history, and then we'll go and talk about the movie.
I guess I've been involved in the arts since a very early age. My family is a very artistic family in Tijuana. They were involved in the avant-garde theater movement, and also there were some of the founders of the Tijuana Musicians Union. And so I come from very community-based activist art perspectives. And I first started off in theater, but I branched into filmmaking about 15 years ago.
And you were part of the Taco Shop Poets. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, the Taco Shop Poets was a group that was founded in 1994, and we performed poetry and music all throughout the nation for over 10 years. And we performed, the reason we were called the Taco Shop Poets is because we performed at taco shops. And so, you know, we performed in taco shops in New York, in San Francisco, in Chicago, in, you know, Seattle, you name it, we were there. And also in traditional cultural spaces, you know.
Very interesting. And I see that you've also been program director for the New Americans Museum in San Diego, which celebrates immigrants who have arrived in the United States ever since World War II. So that said, what was the inspiration to create the film Chaldean Voices?
For me, I was the former program director for the New Americans Museum, but I've been involved with the immigrant rights movement since my college days. And to me, much like the mission of the New Americans Museum, which is to celebrate the immigrant experience, I saw that as being something central. And I think that America draws its strength from its diversity. Mm-hmm. And so any opportunity that I can get to really celebrate that message is key, and I want to take a part of it. And so when Peter approached me about this, I was more than eager.
Very good. And I understand this is going to be airing soon on KPBS television. Can you tell us when and where it'll be seen?
Mm-hmm. On KPBS, it'll be shown on September 1st at 11 a.m., and then it'll also be shown on September 6th.
And also it's going to be shown right here in El Cajon during the first ever Chaldean American Month, I understand. Mm-hmm. And that'll be shown on September 19th and 20th?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Where exactly will it be?
The Chaldean Festival will be held in Prescott Promenade in downtown El Cajon on September 19th and 20th, but it's actually the fifth annual festival, but this will be the first ever Chaldean American Month celebration.
And the film actually documented a very interesting lesson in civics that some of these new Americans received. Tell us a little bit about that.
One of the teachers at Diego Valley, Bryn Evans, social studies teacher, challenged her students to create a real-life civic engagement project. And what the students decided to do was to begin the process of having the city proclaim the month of September as Chaldean American Month in El Cajon.
Yeah, and this is coming on the heels. At the time this whole idea came about, El Cajon had some negative press. They had a former mayor, Mayor Lewis, who resigned after making statements that some viewed as racist toward Chaldeans. Mm-hmm. And there's a new mayor, of course, Bill Wells, who has reached out somewhat more to the Chaldean community, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, you decided to have the students lobby the city council to declare September Chaldean American Month. And how did that go?
It was an interesting process. So we initially approached the mayor about it, mm-hmm. Bill Wells, and he was very supportive of it. And we all thought that it wouldn't be too much of an issue. It's just the students would ask for it, and we'd see if it was either approved or denied. But what we found is that when we actually approached city council the day of, what we were expecting would last about 15 minutes, lasted about 2.5 hours, because there were some people there who were really fighting against it.
Speakers on both sides, yeah.
Speakers on both sides, correct.
Interesting.
But then in the end, the students ended up winning with a 4-1 vote in favor of...
Ironic that the one vote against it came from the newly appointed Chaldean councilwoman, Star Bales, and her reasoning was that she felt that the city should be more inclusive, that if you were going to have a Chaldean American Month, maybe it should be a day, but you could also celebrate all the other ethnicities and minorities that the city had. So it was interesting. I think she was trying to bend over backwards, not to look like she was showing favoritism to one group that she came out of herself. But it was a very interesting exercise, I think, in the democratic process.
Yes, yes. For a lot of the students, this is the first time they could even participate in a democratic process. So.
Yeah. So of the four students that you tracked in the film, can you tell us what's happened to them since they graduated?
One of our students, actually, Kristen McHale, has gone on to get her pharmacy technician license. She's actually working in a local Rite Aid here in El Cajon. And she's hoping to pursue enrolling in the nursing program at San Diego State University.
Very nice. And how about the other three?
Noir, the poet, he continues to write these mm-hmm. beautiful poems. He's also almost finished with his high school diploma. And then you have Sanan, mm-hmm. who he's going more the small business route. Mm-hmm. So he's looking to begin his own small business here in El Cajon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as many immigrants have done here successfully.
Exactly.
Right.
And then we have Lubna still working, I think, 10 jobs.
Wow, she was amazing.
Yeah, and going to school, you know. So yeah. she's still plugging away and doing great.
Yeah.
So everybody's still in a very positive space, mm-hmm. and they continue to basically see the film as one of the milestones, a huge milestone in their life because of the way that that we were able to portray the story.
Yeah. Now, I understand that up until now, the film showings have been free everywhere, but that you have some plans to bring some revenue in that would be used to benefit future students at the school. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. We're actually in the process of creating DVD copies of the film, which we're hoping to sell to raise scholarship money for students who are graduating.
Very good.
Yeah. And that will be available at chaldeanvoices.com.
Chaldean Voices, Chaldean Voices.com. Excellent. And if people want to learn more about the Diego Valley School, which is part of the Learn for Life network, mm-hmm. where can they get that information?
For the school, they can visit www.diegovalleycharter.org. Mm-hmm. And for our network, they can visit www.learnforlife.com. And that's the word learn, the word for spelled out, and the word life.
Okay.
It's a nonprofit fully WASC accredited high school diploma program.
Thank you very much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, the network for social justice.